Welcome to this edition of In Depth Alaska. I'm Tracy Sinclair, and today we're talking about a citizen science program here in Alaska. And our guest is Hannah Marie Garcia. She is with the Indigenous Sentinels Network Coordinator, working with the Aleut community of St. Paul Islands Tribal Government. Hannah, thank you so much. Hannah Marie, thank you so much for joining us here. Can you give me a little bit about a background about the program we're talking about, which is Skipper Science? So it's a pretty specific target audience that you've got going for this science program.
Yes. Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be here. I am so happy and thrilled to be sharing a little bit about the Skipper Science Partnership Program that specifically is one of 12 of our citizen science environmental monitoring programs that operates out of St. Paul's Indigenous Sentinels Network. And Skipper Science specifically works with fishing and commercial fishing industries and communities across the state of Alaska. It began in 2021, we're a fairly new program, but we're growing and really inspired by the amount of interest that we've gotten over the past 2 years. The program, as you mentioned, is a citizen science data collection program. And one of Skipper Science's key tools is really a smartphone app that allows fishermen to log observations in real time from the fishing grounds. It doesn't require, you know, Wi-Fi or cell signal, as is a big challenge in the state of Alaska to operate. So fishermen are really able to become citizen scientists and catalog conditions that they're seeing shift, whether that's species shifts, the health of fishery stocks, and other environmental conditions in a really streamlined and easy way that can provide a path for their knowledge expertise to get into the hands of researchers and managers across the state and really help us all recognize and grapple with the challenges that we're seeing and really work together with managers and fishermen in the same capacity to help inform data gaps across the state and really build climate resilient fisheries. And so the program is going into its third year, and we've really doubled in our participation in the past year. We had over 150 fishermen sign up for the program. We've had 19 Alaska-based fisheries trade organizations support and endorse the program. And we're really seeing a wide variety of data come in, everything from weather observations to water temperature, to marine debris, strange lacerations that we're seeing on fish. And in general, we're also building out not just the data collection ability for the program, but also the partnership work. We host workshops and dialogues and are bringing together fishermen, scientists, and resource managers into dialogue together so that we can really share knowledge with scientists in a highly collaborative and positive way. And really start to identify more targeted research efforts. And so with all the momentum that we've generated in the past 2 years, we've really showcased the interest and success of using this community-based and citizen science method to collect information on our fisheries across the state of Alaska. And we're excited to continue to expand that in 2023 and look to develop more targeted research efforts with the fleets that we are engaging. Those research efforts can look like building out our black cod stomach content collection program that we piloted last year, or working with very small scale water temperature monitors that we can be attached to fishing gear and not disrupt the work that fishermen are doing, but collect near shore water temperature data that can help supplement satellite water temperature data. And so we're having these really innovative and collaborative conversations between fishermen and scientists in thinking about ways to fill data gaps and really help grapple with some of the changes that we're seeing and build these sustainable and climate resilient fisheries across the state.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that because Alaska is huge. A huge place, and we've got a lot of coastline, a lot of fisheries, just a lot of water around us. What are we looking at when you're talking about a data gap? Seems like there's a lot of broad area that isn't being covered.
Yes, there's definitely a lot of broad area that isn't being covered. And, you know, Skipper Science Program, too, is unique where it's kind of the real-time data collection that can supplement annual surveys that are being done. You know, managers and researchers are doing annual surveys on fishery stock, but sometimes that's only during a certain season. And so one of the opportunities that Skipper Science presents is really filling in kind of the data gaps in different seasons where fishermen are out in the fall or winter months, and they can collect information where typical research boats aren't there during those times. And then there's also research boats and areas that can't get into certain nearshore areas where some of the smaller scale fleets can get into. And so Skipper Science can help in that sense. And we are involved with over 10 fisheries that are represented throughout the program. And so we can kind of tap into any specific questions and data related to salmon fisheries or herring fisheries. And so Skipper Science can help in that effort too, and really just help supplement the annual surveys that are being done with real-time data collection, and more importantly, have kind of a local context involved in that type of data collection. With standard research, you know, there's sometimes a specific time period where research is being done. Skipper Science and the tool itself has the ability to incorporate local and contextual knowledge and historic knowledge into the information that's being collected. So you're not only getting, you know, quantitative numbers like the amount of fish that was caught, but also perhaps information from a fisherman about the trend that he's seeing versus the health of that stock, or that the number that he was seeing from that stock has been decreasing over the lifetime of him fishing. So we are able to have a very flexible way to incorporate a lot of different knowledge and a lot of different data into what's being collected from the fishing grounds.
Well, and speaking of being able to gather basically local knowledge and historic knowledge, your job is the Indigenous Sentinels Network coordinator. Can you tell me about the Indigenous Sentinels Network? Because it, in my brain, it's a combination of, you know, using Indigenous knowledge and Western research and combining the two.
Yes, it's pretty much that kind of conceptual as well. It's a program that has been owned and operating out of St. Paul for over 20 years now. And so St. Paul, in our management of northern fur seals and marine mammals, we have been co-managing that research on our island for over 20 years now and collecting environmental and biological information from harvest counts to the health of the marine mammals on our island. And so we're really able to take Western science data protocols and information in a streamlined way through the app and the technology. But over the 20 years, we've grown into this network, or the Indigenous Sentinels Network, after being recognized for the flexibility to really support the collection of Indigenous, local, and traditional knowledge and scientific information to really start to help communities develop their own types of surveys that they want to collect information on and empower that holistic ecosystem and community-centered natural resource management that can help inform decision-making at multiple levels. So communities collecting information can own their data, use it for local decision-making while also still having the flexibility to have that data collected in a kind of Western science way so it can be shared with researchers and communicated broadly across different audiences. And so the Indigenous Sentinels Network has been growing and expanding beyond just St. Paul, as operating throughout many communities across the state of Alaska. And really the pillar is really just to provide a tool for recording and communicating all of these significant environmental and ecological events that are occurring across our state in often such a rapid fashion, and incorporate the local knowledge and traditional knowledge into that information and kind of give communities a tool to conduct their own work and then communicate that work to scientists and managers as we're all grappling with all those shifts that we're seeing across the state.
And how important is it for Indigenous voices to be involved in the research gathering in these kinds of situations?
Very important. I mean, that is a pillar of our program and the Indigenous Sentinels Network. It's not just involved. They are guiding and planning and oftentimes helping us develop the data privacy protocols around information that's collected as well. It's important because it grounds it in the local context and really is developing a program and a data collection method that is serving the communities and their needs and what they're valuing as important for monitoring in their region. And it really addresses the, you know, needs and priorities of communities that are just as varied and diverse as those that are involved in the Indigenous Sentinels Network. And so the programs itself have dialogue, we're collaborative. It's based on what the communities want to collect and developing a tool that meets those set needs.
One of the things you just mentioned when we were talking was the, I think it was black cod stomach contents research. Can you give me an idea what that is and why are you looking at those stomach contents?
Yeah, so that was an outgrowth of some of the kind of positive aspects of Skipper Science as a data collection platform. It's not just collecting data, but we're also having these dialogues and providing workshops and spaces for scientists and fishermen to come together in the same room and kind of help identify, you know, well, what information is needed? What are those data gaps, as we mentioned this morning or earlier, that fishermen can be collecting? And so in the fall of 2022, Skipper Science began to work with NOAA scientists in their groundfish habitat information gathering program. And we had conversations in a workshop that it could be interesting to help those NOAA scientists at the Fishery Science Center have the ability to get more information on black cod stomach contents, because it's helpful when they're examining the stomach contents and that informs the feeding habits and the food web shifts for the next stronger class of black cod in those regions. And so we co-developed kind of a new methodology just using pictures and figuring out that if fishermen can just take a picture of the stomach of black cod, could that data be useful and help those scientists get even more information beyond just the surveys that they do, again, supplementing surveys that are normally done with even more information. And in this pilot, we collected and received about 40 samples successfully that were uploaded into the database. And we've been having really exciting conversation with the scientists that the data and information are usable. We're going to be continuously improving the methods and then working with specific fishermen to kind of have this co-developed, really collaborative research effort starting to happen with just that specific pilot project. And so that's one part of the program that's been expanding and that we're excited about to continue to find more avenues for kind of that targeted research to happen in the future from the results of conversations between fishermen and scientists.
And as you're going through, what is your hope for Skipper Science? You said it's the program's going, it's been around since 2021. What do you see as the future? What do you hope as the future of Skipper Science?
Yeah, so many things. We're really just inspired by the amount of interest and support from the program in the past 2 years. So in the immediate future, you know, the project team and I are working to secure more funding for the program that can help it support the program more long term. And we're also going to be improving the technology. So our hope is that the technology and the app becomes even easier to use. We're going to continue to expand and increase the number of participants. And really, again, to kind of work with managers and scientists to really identify these targeted research data collection to go along with, you know, the ability for fishermen to submit information and data on anything and kind of everything that they're seeing, whether that's sea ice shifts or shifts in species that they're noticing not in a typical region, but also working to find more projects like the black cod stomach content collection, or potentially looking at collecting information on nearshore water temperature shifts or heat wave events that are occurring throughout the state, and how we can tap into some of the kelp farmers involved in Skipper Science and collecting data on that. And so we're excited about the amplifying and elevating fishing community voices, and really just the wealth of fishermen knowledge has such a great potential to deliver necessary climate related information to fulfill like the state and federal fisheries mandates and really provide decision makers with information that they need to increase the resilience of our fisheries, and really centering fishing communities and fishermen voices in that process. So we're really just excited to continue to expand and improve the program moving forward.
And is there anything that I didn't ask that you think we should know about?
I just think that we have such an amazing program with Skipper Science Partnership, and we just are excited to continue to expand, not just in Southeast and Gulf of Alaska, but in Prince William Sound, which is kind of where we're active right now, but also looking at the Northern Bering Sea and just recognizing that these community-based monitoring programs, Skipper Science is one example that works directly with fishing communities, but we're also working with a lot of regional resource management programs, and the Indigenous Sentinels Network, I think, can prove to be an amazing example of how to center communities in research efforts and really provide a platform and a pathway for a collaborative and equitable research dialogue to occur through the work of collecting information and data in real time and centering community voices in the process of research and identifying research priorities and really trying to empower kind of that holistic decision making at multiple levels through this work.
It is truly fascinating, and I love citizen science, so I'm so excited to hear about this program. Hannah Marie Garcia, thank you so much for joining us. Hannah Marie is the Indigenous Sentinels Network Coordinator working with the Aleut community of St. Paul's Island Tribal Government. Thank you so much for telling us about Skipper Science today, and keep us up to date as things go forward.
Will do. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you once again for joining us here on this edition of In Depth Alaska.